Welcome. This is Ken Holmes with Your Cash is Flowing. I want to talk about the intermingling between business and personal life. It's important to recognize, especially for entrepreneurs and business owners, that there's a complex intermingling between business and personal lives. I've seen some business owners who do a pretty good job of separating the two, while I've seen others who enjoy the fact that there is almost no separation. Others are constantly struggling with the boundaries between the two. I'm not going to suggest which answer is right for you. A lot can depend upon your personality, family circumstances, goals, etc. What I will suggest, however, is that you take the time to explore how you want to shape your life as you balance your entrepreneurial business activities and your personal life. Let me give you an example of how different people make these trade-offs. I was working with a partner at a law firm one fall, and we ended up talking about raking the leaves. His attitude was, why would I spend an hour raking the leaves when I could bill that hour at a much higher rate and pay someone to do it? At that point, my attitude was exactly the opposite. Why would I pay someone to rake the leaves that weekend when I could spend an hour outside with my son, rake the leaves together, and then jump in that pile of leaves? What could be more fun? It's not my intent to make a value statement here. I know this partner values family time. In fact, I ran into him and his family later that year when we were both out cutting down Christmas trees with our families. But our individual attitudes about our unique businesses colored our decision about how we spent time that fall weekend. I'd suggest you take some time to explore the way in which you balance your personal and business time. Spend the next couple of weeks being conscious of the trade-offs. Jot down some notes of when you had to make those trade-offs, how you felt about them, and the impact on both your personal life and the economics of your business. Then, after a couple of weeks, go back over those notes and give some serious thought about how you can improve those trade-offs. There are various times that I have done something similar, and I always found it worth the effort. When I first started my work as an independent consultant, I kept notes on the type of engagements that gave me energy versus those that seemed to deplete my energy. It was those notes which led me down the path of focusing solely on the fractional CFO practice. As I learned to intermingle my business and personal life, I found that it has enriched both. I hope that you can use the same process to find your own sweet spot. I hope you've enjoyed today's edition of Your Cash is Flowing with me, Ken Holmes. For more information, visit holmes.com.